Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Shelly Palmer is our guest. We're talking about technology. ShellyPalmer.com. Is that right, Shelly?
That'll do it.
Check him out there. He's also on all over the social media sites, and you can find him on television, on radio. He's everywhere. We're talking about technology. Shelly, I want to get into this app versus site, mobile site issue in a second. But before we do, we're putting an increased pressure on the mobile spectrum, and so my question is, how are we doing in capacity for mobile spectrum?
It's a bit of an arms race.
Tell the audience what I mean when I say spectrum.
So you have to have some capability to have a wireless network, and wireless networks basically work over radio waves. Mm-hmm. Although the signals are digital, the waves are radio waves, and just go like good old-fashioned radio waves, and you have to have enough. The way you tune in a channel in your FM radio or AM radio back in the day, your phone has a specific channel, and it's looking to send data between a transmitter and a receiver, like a shortwave radio, same exact technology. So you need to have enough spectrum, you need to have enough frequencies available inside of a range of frequencies that the phones can receive and transmit on between the cell towers. And that's pretty much what's happening.
And
now,
with billions of smartphones using more and more spectrum, are we in danger of running out of spectrum anytime soon?
Well, you're always in danger of running out of spectrum, but I'm less concerned about that than, and you should be too. These are very good economic times for the major carriers, for AT&T, for Verizon, for Vodafone, for T-Mobile, for Sprint. Those guys are fighting as hard as they can with one another. That fight is good for us as consumers.
But can we manufacture new spectrum?
You can't manufacture, but you can use it more efficiently and more effectively. Okay. This is at the moment, relatively a non-issue. It's really a big business game between government and the largest businesses in our country, in the carrier business. And it's not of concern. What is of concern is that there are 2.2 billion people connected to the Internet worldwide today. Approximately 1.6 billion of them access the Internet via mobile device or wirelessly. Mm-hmm. By 2015, we will have 3 billion people connected, and by 2020, we'll have 4 billion people connected. That curve is really important to keep in mind. Think about it this way. It took 30 years from 1982 when TCP/IP, Transfer Control Protocol, Internet Protocol, the language of the Internet, was invented and pretty much deployed. It took 30 years from 82 to 2012 to get the first 2 billion people connected. Mm-hmm. The next 2 billion people will be connected in the 8 years
We're
at 4 billion people by 2020. So think about the speed with which this is happening and the kinds of changes that consumer behavior,
what's that going to mean to the spectrum? Are we just going to learn how to do it more efficiently or effectively?
There are tremendous increases in capability happening every day.
Yeah.
There's algorithms.
We've heard of being able to twist the spectrum and get more out of it.
Yeah, look, there are dozens of mathematical techniques to eke more spectrum, more bandwidth out of the spectrum that's available. Again, the average person doesn't have to worry about it because right now there's a price war going on for your spectrum dollars. They're looking for you. They want to hook you up, so you don't have to worry about it. You just don't have to worry about it.
All right, before we run out of time, I've been recommending to people who don't have any kind of mobile presence that they do a mobile site first. And get that out of the way because it's less expensive. And if they need a mobile app later, they do it. But that's been my recommendation. What do you think?
I don't think you need an app. An app is not a mobile strategy. What you need is a business strategy for connected consumers. And having a mobile-optimized site is an excellent idea. Jim is saying the correct thing. But having a site that's mobile-optimized and having a site that's mobile-accessible are two different things. And if you are going to have a suboptimal consumer experience on a mobile device, you're better off not having it than being out of the culture. Just having a bad website is a bad idea. Having a great website is a great idea.
Yeah.
So a website's not an online strategy. An app is not a mobile strategy. You need to understand what you want this transaction to feel like to your consumer. And if you can't get that deep into the conversation...
But all I want them to do, Shelley, is I want them to have the ability, when customers go to your website on a mobile phone, on a smartphone, it converts them to some kind of a mobile site automatically, and then let's get that started, and then we can make it better after that. Let's just get it done.
Yeah, but you won't, and the problem is then you're competing against Amazon.
But
Amazon's
don't want
site.
The perfect to be the enemy of the good, Shelley.
Yeah, I do. In this case, when you're out of the culture in a mobile environment, you're hurting yourself more than you're helping yourself.
That's the reason I like having him on, folks. He's he argues with me sometimes. That's good. Hey, Shelley, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
ShelleyPalmer.com. Check it out, folks. His books, too. Don't forget to check those out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.